views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819.
But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone again to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, and I really do hope you've had a great start to 2018. Mine was a great start, although it didn't happen in the way that I might have expected it to happen. I've been laid low with a cold this past week. Seems many people have some form of this cough that's going around. I nipped it in the bud in just about 5 or 6 days with lots of colloidal silver, lots of garlic, lots of vitamin C. What else did I do? Lots of probiotics and teas and soups. But for the most part, I think the most important part was that I allowed myself to recharge and I gave myself rest, because you can take all the alternatives in the world and it's not going to help to recharge the body unless you completely stop and slow down and allow the body to rest. So I feel for those out there who have this cold and for those who are experiencing Arctic conditions in many areas of the world, especially on the East Coast. A lot of my family is going through being inundated by snow and lots of freezing, below freezing temperatures. I'm sending you lots of warm hugs. And, you know, everybody, with it being 9 days already into this year, a lot of people, cold or no colds, they have felt like the energies have been a little bit lighter, a little bit more forgiving as we started 2018. And one of those contributing factors is that the planet Mercury, our lovely planet of communication, it was in retrograde on up until December 22nd, which slowed us down, as Mercury retrograde does. But then it started to go forward. And as many know, Mercury doesn't just flip forward on December 22nd. It takes at least about 2 weeks to get out of its shadow. And now with that planet of communication moving freely forward, it does signify a time of movement. that allows for divinely orchestrated meetings and connections for things to start flowing in our lives. Many people who've experienced frustration because they have felt that they perhaps were being held back, or that there was no forward movement in their projects and in endeavors. But with Mercury finally going forward, we will have greater clarity as to the path on which to proceed, as we can now be presented with divinely orchestrated synchronistic opportunities and connections that will magically change our lives in a New York minute. You know, like many, you may have arrived at the end of 2017 feeling a sense of disappointment. Some people actually felt very disillusioned, wondering, why the heck would my intuition have led me to create something or to start a project when nothing has happened with it? Where we were perhaps once stagnant, like nothing was happening or working out for us, 2018 energies will be revealing very new information for us on how to move easily and gracefully toward the fulfillment of our intentions and our dreams. If we do let go of expectation and attachment as to what our life should look like, and we open up to dancing with the divine for the highest expansion of our soul, then the Posse of Angels is saying that 2018, if we allow it to be, will be the roller coaster of our lives. This will only happen if we allow ourselves to serve and to be led for the highest good. And while many have been asking for a long time for the signs on how to proceed, it was we who were not ready to see those signs yet and to step forward. Just think about the clarity that many of us gained in 2017. To take advantage of the new 2018 energies, all we really do need to do is to listen and to be open to change and allowing ourselves to be led to experiencing absolute miracles. And when it comes to surrendering to living our most authentic and truest vision of ourselves, well, the Posse of Angels is giving us support. They're like our cheerleading team, and they're encouraging us to dare ourselves. And that's what the topic is today. Dare yourself in 2018. Now, the Posse is asking, have you given any thought as to what you intend for this year? Well, from a higher point of view, we can clearly see that we are powerful creators and we're blessed with free will. And our effort, along with spirit, is to establish our intentions, our wishes and dreams, and to fuel them with our passion in order for the angels to do their part to bring about the fulfillment of those intentions. You know, it's very true that all manifestation is a co-creative effort. Yet it's also true that all manifestation starts with our intention and passion. And within that list of new goals, where that we might have written for 2018, the Posse of Angels wishes to inquire if there's anywhere within that list, is there anywhere that you have dared yourself? Now, let's see what they mean by that. They wish to remind us, and here they go. They're putting on their scholarly caps, and they're saying the dictionary definition of dare is to have the courage required to do something, to allow yourself to be challenged, to execute an act that takes nothing less than being bold and brave. To dare could also mean to defy the usual or the conventional, the normal established way of doing things, or to have the nerve to just try something different. The Posse of Angels is alluding to whether you have the audacity to experience an extraordinary life that is so large and amazing that you even might be a bit scared of it. Now, of course, they don't want you to be afraid, but in order to grow, we have to step into the unknown. And this could certainly bring about a little bit of trepidation and anxiety for many. What they're leading to here is that they wish for us to dare to imagine ourselves living a new life, a different life than we ever thought we could. Now, don't get them wrong. This is not to say that there is anything wrong with the life that you're choosing to co-create and live at the moment. But they want us to realize and to release all restrictions and expectations and have the utmost faith and trust in God and the angels to allow ourselves to be led and to co-create the most unbelievable life, to be of best service for ourselves, others, and for the planet. The frustrating thing is with most people is not that their dreams don't come true, but the life that they settle on is not representative of what their heart truly longs for. You know, many times this results from believing that they are not worthy and they are not deserving of having an extraordinary life. And they might think to themselves, oh, who am I to have those amazing experiences? When we cross over and we stand before the Etheric Council at the Hall of the Akashic Records, and we go over the life that we just lived in a physical incarnation, the thing that most people regret is that they didn't try. They stopped themselves from experiencing new adventures. They stopped themselves from discovering. They stopped themselves from being curious. They stopped themselves from opening and surrendering and releasing, an expectation like a child of not knowing what they can expect, and by truly letting go and just allowing themselves to experience. And that's where the regrets come in. So don't wait until you're standing before the Etheric Council across the veil. Think to yourself now, what would it be like if I were more adventurous, more curious, if I opened up more to live a larger than life life? You know, many people do not allow themselves to let go of what is either a compromise or that is perhaps just okay for themselves, that stops them from living this larger than life life. Some might even call it a miraculous life. And while this miraculous life is very different for each one of us, because we're all unique beings on the planet, the life that the Posse of Angels is speaking about, it can be defined in this way. The miraculous life is going beyond prescribed limits of what is normal, what is expected. It has us going past all boundaries, a life which is not restricted to our age, our gender, one's cultural background, one's achievements, certifications, or one's financial circumstances. None of this matters when it comes to fulfilling our dreams. Allow yourself to march fearlessly into the unknown, the unfamiliar, and just take with you your faith in God and yourself, because the faith and profound belief that not only will everything be okay, but it will yield you experiences beyond your wildest dreams. This kind of daring of oneself, of course, it's not for the faint-hearted, but it has us letting go of all that is comfortable and all that is known. One of the major reasons that we feel uncomfortable with experiencing something new is that we've not given ourselves permission to leave our known world. And in order to give ourselves permission to welcome in the unbelievable, we must choose to suspend our belief in what we think is possible. You know, if you do need some help in formulating the energies to conjure up just such an extraordinary life, you may wish to state aloud the following statements. And when you say these statements, the Posse of Angels wish for you to suspend all doubt and voice them with 100% conviction. So say to yourself, in 2018, I give myself comfortable so that I can experience the unforgettable, the memorable, the remarkable, and the exceptional. In 2018, I give myself permission to live a life in which what manifests to fulfill my heart's desires actually surprises me in ways that I never thought possible. In 2018, I dare myself to live a life so miraculous that only the hand of God and the angels' intervention could have orchestrated the magical opportunities and connections that answered the fulfillment of my heartfelt longings and dreams. You know, listeners, by daring oneself in 2018 to go beyond anything that we have known before, we must surrender our expectations as to what life should or has to look like. We must desire to taste, to sense, to feel, and experience life to the absolute fullest. And that scares a lot of people. For if we truly wish for this to happen, we must let go of the attachment of all that we have created and to all that we may get our identity from as to who we are. And that for many is scary. For, okay, if my identity is cemented to my accomplishments, let's say, my certifications, my titles and achievements and the things that I have done, how can I possibly grow more? How can I expand more? How can I learn more and experience so much more of my infinite, multidimensional self who is boundless and is merely unlimited potential? You know, once we do this and we release what has been, we open space for God to breathe miracles into our intentions and into our lives. Dare yourself in 2018 to go fully with your heart. Dare yourself to have more fun, to giggle and to wiggle and to play more. You know, if you are a new listener to Angel Healing House Radio, I have often spoken about my wiggle within. Whenever the universe presents me with something in answer to my wishes, and I wiggle with excitement, even though I cannot logically figure it out, I take inspired action towards it without any hesitation, because I know that on the other side of that inspired action is always miracles and rewards. It might be a great time in 2018 to create and follow your own wiggle. Dare yourself to create for creation's sake, because you are a powerful divine creator. One of the greatest secrets of life is that it is this playful energy of unbridled fun and joy that speaks the same sparkly, high-frequency language of the universe, and that sparks manifestation into human form. Dare yourself to live in the present moment and trust that divine God source and the angels will always send you carefully created and chosen signs and messages to direct your life to be of best service for your soul's growth. Not a life that your ego wants, not a life that follows the rules, not a life that you have to obsess over, or a life that you have to figure out. Please remember that life was never meant to be figured out. It was meant to be experienced. Dare yourself in 2018 to live in grace. To live in grace is to experience awe and a reverence for life. It is to live in perpetual gratitude and unconditional love, being in harmony with not only yourself, but with others and God's source. To allow oneself to live in grace, one seeks not only integration of the mind, the body, and the spirit, but one connects fully with the rhythms and the way of nature. Grace is the spiritual freedom that occurs when one realizes that life is a precious, absolutely precious gift, and that everything comes from God's source. To change what one is experiencing, one has to dare oneself to change their landscape by sailing into uncharted, unknown waters. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes to remind us that those of us who are awakened and living a conscious life, we are all tested sailors. Not one of us has come in that we haven't contracted to experience some loss in our lives. Many have endured emotional pressures through divorce. Well, I write about, in my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, I write about the former soul's experiences with going through divorce, financial instability, illness, and also experiencing death of loved ones. There are many other forms of loss on that as well. You can even lose yourself. In fact, like the former soul did, she lost her light. There's not one soul on the planet, as I said, who hasn't experienced this loss. With the light of divine love radiating from our hearts, we have remained on an even keel after what we have been through in 2017, which was a particularly difficult year for many. We have found a safe harbor of peace within. Having already cleared and cleansed our paths, having aligned ourselves with being of the highest service, and by actively co-creating with God's source, many of us have a deep knowing that everything is fine and all will be well, even though we may find ourselves in uncharted waters in this year of 2018. And if this happens, we profoundly know that God and the angels will be the only compass that we will need to navigate this brand new year. In this way, many of us have aligned our will with heaven's will. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that if your will is aligned with the will of heaven, and you have the diligence, the fortitude, and the belief to allow your will to manifest on the earth plane, then you can accomplish absolutely anything. The trick is to forget measuring your willpower or your success mainly on whether your expectation of an overly conceived idea can be achieved. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us to be open to fully receive the profound knowing that the events and opportunities and connections that manifest for us will clearly demonstrate what our life wants from us, not what our ego wants. In 2018, allow yourself to be open to what life is asking of you. Okay? That's very different from what you want for life, because this is the year of our soul's greatest expansion. Personally, when God began to channel books through me, I let go of the attachment as to what would happen with them and where they would go. I didn't say to God, hold on until I take a course and a certification in writing. I didn't say, well, only give me a few chapters and then I'll see if they will be picked up by a publisher. I didn't do any of that. I diligently said yes to God and channeled my books. I wrote them. And then I was informed by the Posse of Angels to publish them. Once this was done, I never worried about how many copies that were selling. I never worried about where they were going. I knew that I was in a need-to-know basis, and I would be presented with the opportunities and connections to present them to the world and to allow the angels to show me how to do that. And through my diligence to following God and the angels' signs, my two books, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and I Am an Angelic Walk-In. Both of them went to number one best-selling international status on Amazon in the UK. And Australia in August and September of 2017. Now that was the orchestration of following the signs that God and the angels told me to follow. So I have seen those signs. Allow yourself to be of your soul's best growth in 2018. And when you're asked to step up, know that they would not ask you to do anything unless you were ready to do it. Allow yourself to step forward. Allow yourself to wiggle, because this has become my only barometer that I need to steer my journey in life. 2018 is a time to dare ourselves to step out of our comfort zone. Spread your wings and fly. Fly further and fly wider and higher than you ever thought possible, knowing that you are more cherished, loved, and adored by your angels, by God, and that your soul's growth and the expansion of your soul is where we are headed as a collective consciousness in 2018. Listeners, ask yourself, where do I dare to allow myself to fly in 2018? You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Huff, at Angel Healing House Radio. We are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings. I'll speak to you soon.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Huff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Huff, at Angel Healing House Radio. Well, the posse of angels are all fired up. We're all ready to take some of your calls for those free angel readings. If you want to call into the show, that number is 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to our first caller. We have Sue in Southern Arizona. Sue, you're on the line with myself, Claire Candy Huff. How are you today?
I'm fabulous, Candy. How are you?
I'm very well. Happy 2018, and hope you've had a great start to the new year.
Yes, it's Happy New Year to you, too, and you sound so much better than you did last week, so I'm glad you're feeling better as well.
I had so many people, sort of say, oh, you poor thing! It's like just trying to soldier on and get through it. But I must say that I've had the most extraordinary, well, I do have the most extraordinary live-in nurse. My Pete has brought me and just placed a lemon tea in front of me, lots of TLC, lots of garlic, lots of alternatives, you know, the colloidal silver, the probiotics. And I think that's why I really nipped it in about 5 days, because I did all those things very diligently and I allowed myself to rest. Well, I was quite fortunate that I could rest. A lot of people have children, a lot of people have jobs and things like that. But, you know, it seems like everyone or most everybody has been touched by some form of this cough going around. So thank you very much for saying that.
Well, today I have a specific relationship that I'd like to ask about, where I feel that this friend, and I'm using the word friend in quotation marks, I think that has kind of disappeared. And the business part that's left really needs to be cleared up and totally released over the next few weeks. And yet I know that this feels like this is the best for me and for the highest good of all, and it will allow me to expand. And yet I feel like there is some part of me that is hanging on from the perspective that I get triggered, I get angry. And so I'm looking for some guidance from you and the Posse of Angels.
Okay. Wow. you have had a number of past lives with this person. One of the lives, oh, I just got shivers over. One of the lives in particular was a life in Egypt, that they're saying there have been many lives, but, you enabled and you helped and you saved this person. It was like a karmic contract that you wrote. And in some sense now, although you know it's for your highest good, although you know it's for the greatest good of yourself and even the greatest good of this other person, you feel obligated. You feel obligated to hang in there. I'm not doing my duty. There's that etheric thread there that is keeping you playing in this game of one in which you're absolutely right, Sue. You're no longer being honored and respected. And this relationship is like a coat which has gone too small. They're also saying you've grown in so many respects. You are clear, but this person is not. And we cannot be in alignment with anyone or anything that is not fully in divine alignment now. This person also sees where you are going, and they're quite jealous of that as well. I'm picking up envy, and I'm picking up jealousy there. Do these resonate with you?
I have so many chills running through my body, Candy, and I am feeling very emotional, and yes,
yeah,
absolutely. I mean, it's like a waterfall that's running through my body right now.
Yeah. You need to do some sort of ritual in which you cut the ties with this person. You say, it's not that I don't love you. I will love you eternally, but where I'm going, I cannot take this disparate energy with me. They do not wish you well on some underlying issue because we no longer are, we never were here to save and enable anybody. But the first part of our mission was to, you know, do the healing practices, you know, do the alternative things to awaken ourselves and then to awaken others. But now it's turning the light back on ourselves and creating heaven on earth for ourselves. It's not to say that we can't go in partnership with people, but they have to be in divine alignment, Sue. And so do a love ritual around this where you call in Archangel Michael and you use his sword to cut the ties which bind you. And then just send them huge waves of green healing light and pink unconditional love. I take clients through different exercises so that you can acknowledge that you wrote this person into the contract of your life to teach you great contrast, to teach you tolerance and acceptance and patience and unconditional love, those things, in order to thank them for their contrast, to bless them where they are on their journey, and to finally release them from having any negative effect on your life ever again. So it is now time to put this to rest. In fact, the posse of angels are wagging their fingers and they're saying, Sue, if you want your intentions to be filled in 2018, they're saying this is one of the last things that you need to let go of. Because you don't want this kind of alignment. And if you're going to be stepping forward into something, because we really do have to be squeaky clean and we do have to completely walk the walk and not just talk the talk as those spiritual counsels and advisors that we are. Let's go to the cards. Any questions?
It feels so absolutely what I've been feeling, and I needed a little more confirmation and just moving forward what I can do. So this makes total sense.
Good. I'm glad. Let's go to the cards and just see if we can get a little bit more insight from the posse. Okay. First card is, they've got a great sense of humor. Here comes the Knight of Swords, and the Knight of Swords is the action card. And it's time for you to take action and to actually cut the cords. And a lot of people say, oh, well, I don't want to cut that person out of my life. But what you're doing is you're energetically saying, I will no longer align myself with somebody who doesn't wish me well or is jealous or and I still love them because this person is divine underneath her choices. She's divine underneath her ego. But it is time to take that action. That Knight of Swords reminds us it's time to cut those cords and to show that we'll only align ourselves with the highest form. Okay, great sense of humor, posse. Here comes the Death card. Okay, it's really the death knell. Mm-hmm. The death knell has sounded that it's time to, put things into alignment. And of course, the last card is the Ace of Wands, and the Ace of Wands is they're saying there are new things coming in the spring for you, but what we're being given now, why many people are experiencing an illness or time of a reflection, time to go within, is so that we can emerge much clearer, much more peaceful, much more settled when the spring comes. So I hope that's all been helpful for you, Sue.
Absolutely, Candy. It's been perfect. And thank you so much. I do feel a lot lighter than the pacing that I've been doing for the couple hours before. So.
Oh, I'm so, so very glad. And I'd love to get together with you again on your lovely radio program if you have any time available.
Absolutely. I will. I'll message you.
Okay. Take care, beautiful. God bless you. And
thank you.
And have a beautiful day. Take care. Bye bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. And right before we get to on to the next caller, I do want to say that many people have thought that 2018 would be like whoosh, within the first week or a couple of weeks that things would present themselves. But the posse of angels are saying that we are given time now to really look at those relationships, to look at our health, to look at all of those things that really need to be in the highest of alignment possible in order for us to then to step forward when those extraordinary connections and opportunities are offered in fulfillment to the intentions. Because we don't want to take any energies that are out of alignment into those new endeavors of ours. Let's go to our next caller. We have Stephanie in New York. Stephanie, you're online with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you?
Hi, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So I noticed that you were talking about health too, which is perfect because that was my question.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and I'm glad that you're feeling better. So I was wondering, because I've been having trouble with my period for over a year now.
Uh-huh.
And then there's been some issues with my uterine lining is really thick and jagged. And I was wondering what they had to say about what was going on and what the best course of action is to heal it.
Okay. So much of what happens in the feminine plumbing department, you could call it, has to do with our feminine power. Excuse me, is taking back our feminine power.
And how do you do that?
It has to do with standing up for what we believe. Now, standing up for what we believe is not being aggressive. Standing up for what we believe is us being authentic, honest, truthful, but not attached to outcome. If you notice any of the goddesses, and the posse of angels are saying, this would be a wonderful opportunity for you to investigate the different goddesses, the different goddesses through cultures and different areas of the world and throughout time. Those goddesses, some were warrior goddesses, but for the most part, they were very forthright. They were very honest. They were very authentic, stood up for them, standing up for themselves, and not allowing themselves to be diminished by what people thought. And so much of our periods are, and if they're, you know, sort of out of whack, or if they're, you know, are driven by our emotional state. And so, you know, why aren't we being recognized? Why are people saying things about this? Why are we people estranged from us? And we take it on board that it's our fault. Okay, that's the default of many women. And they start to feel badly about themselves. So the posse of angels are saying that the more that you can be that goddess, that feminine power, and it will help on the emotional level. That'll help on the emotional level, and we will be more peaceful inside, and our cycles will be reflective of that. Now, if there is a physical reason why our periods are not are out of whack. And the posse of angels are saying in your case, most of this is driven by your feelings of your emotional feelings. So the thing that you can do is think about anybody in your family, in your realm, that could be stealing your energies. That could be making you angry or sad or bitter or resentful or regretful or anything like that. And for you to bring it into alignment, find those ways to be forgiving. Find those opportunities to, if not say it to the other person, saying, please forgive me. Even if you can't figure out what you did, please forgive me. And then this creates more peace inside of you. Love people unconditionally, because as I said to the last caller, no matter what this person has done in her life, we are all divine underneath our decisions and our choices. So it is really, really important for you to hold as much peace as you can inside, and then your cycles will be more peaceful. Let's go. And remember, when a dis-ease, like the lining being jagged in the uterine wall, it doesn't happen overnight. It happens from years and years and years of our negative thoughts, dwelling on them, and it breaking down the body's systems. So, I have to build a peace in the body. But,
so this is something that I could turn around, they're saying, and I shouldn't be like freaking out or really worried about.
This is something that you can be very attentive to finding more peace in your life, by finding more peace and gathering up that feminine power of yours. Forgiveness is not a sign of weakness. Forgiveness is a sign of great strength. Blessing our enemies, or blessing those that have done us wrong, or blessing those that we, you know, haven't had an expectation to, and they've not followed it. That's one of the highest things that we can do for ourselves, because we show God and the universe that that our health is of utmost importance, and we truly cannot change anybody else. Let's go to our cards and see what comes out. Okay, first card that's come out is the Eight of Swords. And the Eight of Swords is for me, always the trust card. This is the trust card. Trust in yourself. Trust in your faith that you can heal your life. I don't know if you've ever read a book by Louise L. Hay, You Can Heal Your Life. Have you read that book?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go to periods and find out what she has to say about painful periods, about, you know, irregular periods and all of that. It all does come down to emotion, and peace on the inside will reflect in the body's, then the body speaks. And if you're peaceful inside, then the body can be in a peaceful state all over. The next card, once you trust this and you attend to your peace within, then you have hope. You have hope, and the Star card comes out that you are working in divine alignment with the universe, and you are, it's like you're working in conjunction with the universe. And the next one is the Justice card. And the Justice card is about speaking your truth. A lot of times we have feminine problems because we stop ourselves from speaking our truth, because we think it's going to hurt somebody, or how will I be perceived, or all of those things, when in actual fact, if we don't speak our truth and we bottle those things up, then we hurt ourselves, because we can't lie to ourselves. And that lie has to go somewhere in the body energetically. So I think that's going to be most helpful for you, Stephanie. I'm going to take my next caller now. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that goes for everybody. We cannot any longer do anything that is against our divinely driven energies. So we must align with the peace within in order to see peace in our world. Let's go to our next caller. We've got Beth. Beth in California, you're on the line with myself, Claire Candy Howe.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm in a state of confusion a little bit, and I just want some clarity from the posse of angels. I've spent the last few years following my inspired action to go and heal my body and to seek, you know, different facilitators to assist me with that. And I've learned a lot about myself in the process. However, the outcome hasn't been totally to heal the things that I was seeking to heal. And I'm confused as to what to do next.
Okay. The posse of angels
because
have said, Okay?
Go ahead.
The posse of angels are saying there's nothing to do next. There is nothing to do next. You have to, you have run a marathon and you've completed 99.9% of that marathon. Yet you only choose to put your emphasis on the 0.1 or point of a percentage that you haven't. They want you to turn the mirror back on yourself and to realize what an extraordinary journey that you've had. You now have health. You now have health. You now have mobility. You can go to the gym and you can exercise. You, where you would have gotten puffed before, or you now can travel. You now can do all those things, and you have those immense freedoms that you didn't have before. Your body is healthy. And they want you to put your emphasis on that. There is nothing to do anymore. There's nothing out there. There's nothing out there that is going to make you any more healthy. And you needed to go on this journey so that you could help others. You could help others who were also seeking things outside of themselves, because now you have the information. The journey wasn't wasted, Beth. You are the journey. And you did an extraordinary job following that. And now you have all of that information, which is invaluable. And they're not going to tell you to write the book. they're not going to tell you to do your own radio program about health. They're not going to tell you any of that. But they're saying, watch for their signs to show you how to utilize all this information that you garnered. And the money that you had, too, it wasn't a waste that you used for all of these alternatives and everything like that. Because that's why you were given the money. You were given the money so that you could research. It was like God gave you a research grant in order to go on this extraordinary journey of your health. And now you have all of this information that's going to help so many other people. You have been so blessed, and God and the angels have been so blessed to have you as their steward to bring forth all of these examples and all of these wonderful things that you're going to help so many people with. And they just want you to let go of expectations and to watch what comes in for you. And when you wiggle, step forward. Your first card that's coming out for you is the Seven of Swords. The Seven of Swords is often a card of deception. And they're saying, you are your worst enemy. Stop it. Stop it, please. Put your emphasis on how much you've learned and how much you've garnered and how much you've helped others, and you will help others. The next one is the Empress. Allow yourself to be creative now with all of this information. What are you going to do with it? Get excited. Are you going to paint it into a series of pictures? Are you going to make your own health cards? Are you going to create, as I said, your own radio? They want you to get excited about all this, to utilizing this knowledge. And the next one is the Chariot, which is you will fly. It's the movement card. It's the traveling card. You may be going on a speaking engagement, to take all your knowledge to further afields. But this is wonderful news, and they want you to not be despondent. They're saying, beautiful Beth, please be at joy, be at wonderment as to where your journey will now take you. So I hope that's been helpful, sweetheart.
Oh, yes, thank you so much, Angel.
I love you so much. You're welcome. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Have a blessed day.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye. And that just about wraps our show up for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to my listeners worldwide. Thank you to all those people who sent me such wonderful wishes as I coughed my way through my last Angel Healing House radio program. If you want to connect with Angel Healing House, please go to my website. There are my services. There are my extraordinary books. I am an angelic walk-in, one true home behind the veil of forgetfulness, and angels of faith. And do remember that Angel Healing House airs every week, every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, the home of Transformation Talk Radio. And please do go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. And I do look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye.